Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is your host, Minister Yvonne Dumas, and I am broadcasting live from San Antonio, Texas, on this lovely beginning, first weekend of the new year. So, Happy New Year to everyone. If I have not spread out that good news to you, and I receive yours right back, so the overload of my emails with Happy New Year's and some of the things that you're wanting to do better this year. And fortunately, they are good things. They're things that's not, that's not just going to be a resolution that you're going to make, but a lot of good things in there that your steps that you've been taking along the way in 2013, you find that a lot of you, as of myself, want to continue to grow in those areas. And in order to grow, we're just not going to say that, hey, I want to grow in the area of having a closeness relationship with the Lord. Hey, I want to grow in my faith. But we already have talked about some plans in 2013 that will get you on that road to grow. And we noticed that how it just goes. Anytime that we reach out and seek for the Lord's help in any area of our lives, even from the smallest details, He's always there. He answers those prayers. He's always there. He leads us in the right way to get to where we're trying to get to. It's only when we forget to seek the Lord that we actually find ourselves going around and around in circles. We find ourselves frustrated in our personal life, frustrated on our job, and it just continuously, every day, it seems like the same other day, over and over and again. That is a great sign that you're trying to do this thing on your own. It's a great sign that your relationship has a link in it that is weak. And it's a great sign that you need to step back off of that roller coaster for a minute and just surrender and say, I surrender all of this to you, Father. I give it all up. I want no part of it anymore. And I put it in your hands. And then I ask you to do what it is that you're going to do in it. Show it to me when you give it back to me. And give it to me, dear Father, with an understanding of what it is that my part I need to be doing. And then in the meantime, you need to be reading up on scriptures about faith, about communication. And you can, I invite you to go back into the archives and just follow behind the last month here as we've been talking just about those things, about, seeking God and, receiving good things in life, because He does not want to withhold anything from you that would be good for you, because all good things that has ever touched your life, that will ever present itself in your life, comes from God, okay? All good things come from God. So if you're looking for that peace in that home, if you're looking for peace in that relationship, if you're looking for peace on that job, you need not continue to go around and around, and every day is just like with a movie like Groundhog Day, and every day was the same. It was just going over the same routine over and over again. If you're finding that's where you're at on your life's journey, it's easy to correct that. It's an easy thing to correct, but you got to be able to soften your heart. You got to be able to take the wax out of your ears, the wax off of your heart. You got to be able to soften your spirit to a place that the Holy Spirit can connect. That means you're going to have to listen to someone. I know we don't like anyone to tell us anything to do. We just want to, go out there and run around that mountain about 100 times, stop and complain 2 days, run around another 100 times, right? But if you really want to be serious about growing in your relationship, seeing a newness in your life, you're going to have to do as Jesus did as our example. Remember when Jesus was in the temple and the family had all traveled and it was like a three-day journey. And then on their way back, they noticed a couple of days later that he was not with them. When they went back and they found him, where was he at? He was in the temple. He was in there listening to the preachers. He was listening to the leaders. They not only was going over the scriptures, but they were explaining the scriptures. so he was able to open himself up so he can get a true understanding. So that means you got to be under somebody and before you can be over something. So even to get over that situation that you're in, you got to get under leadership. You got to be able to open your heart, open your mind, open your spirit, and not just you, open up and invite your whole family to participate in it. Amen? I am an example. It's been many times that I find I have the word, but I have no one in my home who wants to hear the word. Amen? You've got to be able to open yourself up and make sure that you're receiving what it is that's going to get you in that position where you can get over all of those obstacles that keep piling up on you, that just feels like, whoa, this is can't be living. This is not living life. This is not what God meant when he said he would give me life and give it to me more abundant. I'm not getting a piece of that pie. I want my share of abundance. That he said, I will give you peace beyond understanding. I want my piece of this peace that even man can't even understand. I'm not receiving that. So if you're not receiving that, believe me, it is not because he doesn't have a desire for you to have it. It is not because he doesn't want to fulfill your dreams. It's that something in life you picked up along the way and now it's blocking you from that communication with your father that would get you there. See, if you're more prone to go and do something else to bring you happiness before, and you're looking at it as a chore, or you're looking at it as something, all, you know, my little secret. God is my little secret that I keep away from everyone on the job. He's my little secret that I don't shine, let that light shine unless someone asks me about it. And then I say, yeah, you know, I love the Lord, you know. But if he's your little secret, he's not a habit. He's not a habit of being in his presence. It's not a habit of being on your knees. It's not a habit of trying to ask him for his directions for your life. If it's not a habit, he's your little secret. And then you're going to notice that the secret part of your life is not going to be the one that you're not going to find any happiness, because that joy is only going to be in your little secret time. But you'll notice that if you look around, we live in a big world here. And out here in this big world, there's a lot of stuff. And the enemy doesn't hide. He comes and he throws stuff at you each and every day. He doesn't stop. He doesn't take a break. And if your little secret ball is not going to measure up to the giant weapon that he has formed out here trying to conquer you, trying to devour you. Amen? So it's time for us in 2014 to make up our mind what it is that we're wanting from ourselves, for ourselves. Little kids, it goes to each and it's no age on this. Everyone needs to make up in their mind and look at yourself as you're doing your self-examination each day and decide, what is it that I want for myself today? How is it that I can better myself today? And then one of the bigger ones, because sometimes we'll find ourselves doing those things. We'll say, okay, well, I'll do that. We're not truthful with ourselves most of the time. We'll say some things, but we don't set out a goal of how we're going to reach those. So we need to really set a goal. If I'm trying to lose weight, here's my goal. Let me do something to start on this goal. Amen? If I'm trying to change a job, do something. Start applying. Get out there. If you're trying to mend that relationship, do something. Look at the things that you did wrong. Start going to those people and ask for forgiveness with a true heart. Trying to do something to mend those relationships, if that's truly what you want. If you're just pretending and playing around and that's not what you want, then fine. Stay on the road for where you're at. But when you really get ready to get serious about living a life of abundance, you got to face some of these things that's going on in your life. You got to face some of the baggage that you're carrying around. And it's time for us now in 2014 to look and open up those baggages. When is the last time you actually looked at your dirty laundry? Shake some of the dust out of that laundry. Throw some stuff away. Open up that baggage and see just what is it that is holding me down. What are some of my opportunities that I know I had in 2013, and I don't want to carry with me no longer? What are some of those things? You know, it could just be a bad habit of just lying. It could be a bad habit of just you know, just being in a position where you're always just saying one thing but doing another. You know? It could just be a bad habit of overworking yourself, just filling up your plate with just so much that you're not getting anything done. You know, you're really the master of nothing. You got all of these things under your title that you're doing or you say that you're going to participate in, but you're not really good at any of those because you have too much going on in your life. Maybe that's your baggage. Maybe that's what's weighing you down. It could just be procrastination. You just procrastinate on everything that you say that you're going to do. It sounds good in your mind. You write it down on paper. You get that joke. You're feeling a little good, but you never get anywhere to do anything with it. Or you may get started and just never finish it. A whole lot of things started up and you just never get them finished. Whatever it is, it may be that you know that the weight loss, you've got to do something about that in order to get yourself into a better position of life. Whatever it is, and you know what yours is, again, we've got to make sure that we're looking at ourselves daily and first of all just saying, what is it that I want for me? What do I expect me to be this time next month? Where is it that I want to be? What is it I want to be on my mind? What do I want to be doing? What do I want to contribute back to this big old world that we live in? What are you contributing? Is it you just contributing your bad habits and trying to put it on someone else? Have you found yourself now that you're kind of falling behind the world now? Because your secret's so small, you can't really follow behind God because then your secret's going to be revealed. Amen? So you don't want to be ostracized by the world because if you let them know just how much in love that you want to be with God, how you yearn to be in His loving care, then they're going to ask you some questions to make you feel that you don't have the answers to. Then they're going to put you in a position to make you feel, you know, outside of the little circle that you're trying to fit into. Only you know what's going on in your life. But I'm just asking you to just open it up, look at yourself square in the face, 2014, and decide what do you want for you. Then once you decide that, I'm asking you to journal that. Put it down. Get something going on it. Find out something that will help you take steps to get towards that thing that you have decided, this is what I want for me this year. Not what I want someone to give me. Not something that I want somebody else to provide. This is what I want to do for me. And we have to do it as a daily thing. This day, I want this to happen. But this month, I'm going to concentrate on this portion of my life. And then we have to make sure that once we have decided what we're going to do, once we start journaling on that, we've got to tell somebody. We've got to be held accountable for the things that we're doing. See, some of the thorns in our flesh is a deep thorn. And we need to make sure we get so used to that thorn there and we know that we want it to be removed. And we may or may not be in that position where we can accept God's grace and His sufficient grace. But we need to be held accountable for those things. If we say that we're cutting our eating portions down, we need to tell someone. I have a person that I tell that really will jump on me, will remind me straight up face to face. You've got to tell somebody. You've got to be held accountable for the things that you're saying that you're going to do. You've got to get broadcast. And it may not be to the world or to your entire family, but you've got to have that one person that's going to come back and say, well, why are you doing this again? You know, that's not going to lead you towards your goal. Because sometimes we can look at our goals and we may mistreat ourselves more than we mistreat anyone else. And we look at our goals and we see, oh, I was only going, I was supposed to be running today or walking today or I'm not smoking today or not drinking today. But I sit here and I see this drink in my hand. I sit here and I see this plate just overflowing before me. And we look at our goals and say, my goal was that I was going to not do this or do that today. And we'll just say, okay, tomorrow. We're taking for granted that the destruction that we're doing to ourselves right now is going to not harm us or weigh us down and that it will take us into another chance for tomorrow. you may not have that chance. You may not have that chance for tomorrow, my sisters and my brothers. So whatever it is that you want to do, you're bigger enough right now. You're grown enough right now. Whatever age you're in, whatever stage of life you're in, whatever season you're going through, you have everything that you need right now to be the best you right now. Let's be frank with ourselves. If we don't do it, it's because of our laziness. If we don't do it, it's because of our self-hatred. It's because we just don't desire that truly enough, strong enough for us. You know, sometimes just be looking at ourselves. We have to look at ourselves in a different light. Just looking at ourselves. Amen? Sometimes we can be blind to the way that we really look. The next time you go out, just look in the mall and just look at people. Sometimes we're blind to the way that the world looks at us. We're blind to that. Sometimes we go out there and we're thinking one way and we're looking another way. But it's time for us to ask ourselves a lot of questions. You know, when we're looking for reasons and answers to our suffering, where does your mind usually run? When you're looking to the answers for why the things are happening, are most of your conclusion biblically, and how does it fit together biblically with what you're going through right now? Are they shaped more by your feelings and others' opinions, or are you living your life basically on a biblical standard? Just where you're at. It's not so much to condemn you and hammer you down, but it's actually to lift you up. And in order to be lifted up, we have to open that dirty laundry and look at it and face it. And it may cause tears. It may cause you to reminisce on some things that were harmful that you tried not to deal with. But it's just a joke. I promise you, you're big enough to do it. Tighten up your belt. You can get through this. You can really do this. It'll be so wonderful for you to look back a month from now and see, I did check off two of the things on my list. I am moving in the right way. Don't get so overwhelmed and put this huge amount of things on your list that you want done right here, right now. Take yourself at a pace, but the thing is, do not just slow yourself down. Move it at a pace that will keep you going. Keep something going. For an example, if it is actually exercise, don't say that you're going, if you never exercise, that, you know, this month I'm going to, you know, run out here and run 2 miles a day. That may be too much for you. That may overwhelm you. Start out by doing something that you can do. Know what you can do. And if you're not for sure where to start your goal at, just start doing it. Get out there and do it. Stop eating, the junk food. Just replenish it. Don't buy it. Put something else there in its place and see how you do. Get out there and start walking and just see how far you can walk. You know, I spoke to the ones of if you can't even get out of your bed to walk. You know, even if you have to just get some weights and just do so many arm lifts with the weights, get a water jug and do arm lifts, whatever it is, do something. See how many you can do today. Add to tomorrow. Do so many. Rest. Take a resting period. Try doing it again. Amen? The important thing is to keep moving. Try to keep ourselves in a biblical standard where we can read the Bible, read what God is saying about our situation. And a lot of times we don't know what scripture should be going with what, how the Bible is referring to what you're going through right now, how it's going to meet your goals. And so that's where you have the ministers and the leaders, and we have all kinds of different concordance and different things out here to line up together to help you get to the place that you want to be. So if you don't know what scriptures you need to be reading on and studying on for faith, you need to reach out and make sure that you get that understanding.
Because there's no need of you taking the scriptures for healing, and you're quoting those every day. You're getting that in your spirit for healing, but you're really trying to find something up. You're trying to work on your working your unfaithfulness. You're trying to work on working your unforgiveness. But you're studying the wrong scriptures. So to you, the Bible is just one big book with a lot of stuff in it that you know is probably helpful, but it can't help you because you haven't broken it down into different divisions, just like you would do when you're cooking. You cook your meats one way, your veggies one way. You got all of these different breads. And all together they make this meal. And that's the Word of God. He has words for all different areas of your life. And if you are not educated on which area fits this here, you're just going to the battle, a gun battle for knife. So you're going to find yourself that you're just reading and reading, but you're not conquering anything. You're reading and reading, but you can't find your bonus. Amen? Amen. Things are not changing in your life. You got all of this word, and the enemy doesn't mind you reading the word. He just don't want you to understand the word. He just don't want you to start believing the word. He just don't want you to start applying that word to your family. So you see your kids, and nothing different is happening to them. And you start to find yourself now that you say, well, at least they're not doing this. Okay, they're doing this, but at least they're not doing that. Why are we giving in? You know, I weigh 300, but at least I don't weigh 350. At least I'm not as big as him. You know, we're all guilty of those things from time to time. And then it's just time to take the hammer down and be a little hard on yourself. Be a little hard on yourself. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So as we continue to move towards our newness, that's what we're actually calling it. We're going to leave behind all of the worries so we can't do it. Amen? But today is the day that you worried about yesterday. You're into that day now. We are today. Today is that tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. Amen? Remember to tell yourself. Encourage yourself. You know what encourages you. Find the words that encourage you. And list them up in your room. List them up in your, in your home. List them up around your desk. Today is that day that I worried about yesterday. It's my tomorrow. I'm living my tomorrow right now today. Today is my tomorrow that I worried about yesterday. I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it, but I'm in that day. I didn't know how I was going to be able to take it, but I'm in that day. Hallelujah. And the word works regardless of what you're doing, regardless of where you're at. That's what he does. You know, I'm going to ask for blessings over all families that are going through bereavement right now. And you know, there's a couple families that have, especially around the holidays, that have lost loved ones. You know, that was planning to come into and see 2014. And was planning to the bad habits that they've carried with them in their lives. And in 2014, that they wanted to start anew. They really wanted had was looking forward to doing something different in 2014. Maybe changing their lives in order to change their generations after them in their lives. But they didn't get those opportunities. They did not get those opportunities, and it's devastating to some of the families, and I can understand that. But we all have to know that we're all living by the same thing, too. If we're going to do something, we got to start right now. Because we can't plan for our future that today I can just go into drunkenness and tomorrow I'm going to start trying to be sober. Today I can misuse my family and tomorrow I'm going to make a newness. That spouse may not be there. That spouse may have just given up today and said, I'm through. I'm washing the slate clean. I don't want to look back at that. And it may be nothing that you can say or do to change your mind. But today is the day. You said, they've been asking me to make these changes forever and ever, and now I'm ready to make the changes, and now they're telling me they don't want to have any part with me. Your time has passed. You can't look at them as the guilty one, and I know, sir, that it feels like that now she's asked you all of these years to do that, and now she don't want to be a part of you anymore. And I know that you're feeling like, well, I feel like she just turned her back on me. Today was her day. It's fed up. She got to the fed up mark, right? That was her day. That's not yours. I'm not saying right. I'm not saying wrong. I'm just telling you the situation back at hand. So we have to make sure that we're making those decisions for ourselves. And that when we're waiting, we're waiting before we decide to make those changes to be the last day. So when someone comes to look down and you, on you, in your casket, in your resting place, it won't help you at all. It won't help us at all, as was saying, but they were going to make a change. They had talked about making a change. Doesn't change the fact that your time is up. It doesn't change the fact that you're still got to pay for all of the sins that you committed, that you haven't repented for. It doesn't change the fact that you still got to spend eternity somewhere. With or without the change, you still need to, will be spending eternity somewhere. Amen? We're going to start off tomorrow with just looking at some of our direct connections between suffering and our personal sin. You know, we all have our own personal sin. And again, I refer back to the emails that I've been receiving from you faithful listeners and so many new listeners. Some people say, I've never have contacted you before. I just wanted to let you know what the ministry has done and is doing for me. And praise be to the name of God. It is Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, that you've accepted when you ask him to come into your heart and come and live inside of you. That villain you're talking about, that's just what he'll do for you. In the midst of your day, you're going along just fine, and he'll just blow your mind by just doing something miraculous. You know? And I understand exactly what you mean. You say, I don't even know how to describe it. I understand what you mean. We understand with the ones that are feeling that, have felt that daily. He blows your mind so in such a way that you just sit at your desk sometimes and you're just in awe. You're just in awe. Keep on keeping up. Keep on praising the Lord. Keep on looking for his direction. Deliberately seek him. Deliberately get up and ask him for his love. Deliberately get up and ask him for his joy. Amen? Don't stop loving the Lord. Don't stop seeking him. Don't stop standing on his word. Remember, we need to stand on his word. Because we can resist the devil daily and refuse, you know, the all of his different present weapons that he tried to use against us. We can do that in Jesus' name when we're standing on God's word. If God will call his children into service and he will equip us with righteousness and whatever we need, he will give it to us as we need it. We don't have to put it on that way, but we can receive the good things in life. So we have to make sure that we clear up our vision so we can see the good word. And we can see that God wants us to have these things. And look in our hearts. Look in our hearts. I know it's easy to look in our neighbor's heart, and then we determine what it is that we think that they need and how they can fix it. We have all the answers for them. We have the way we can look at our neighbor, and we can just sum up their life, like, quickly. We can tell them what they're doing wrong, what they said wrong, what they should have done done. It's easy to tell them how to fix theirs. But the struggle sometimes is looking at our own eyes, looking at our own hearts. Hallelujah. So as we learn how to develop a prayer life with God, or maybe just you need to just watch up some of the, your prayer life with God, we just need to make sure that we learn to connect with God anyway. Connect with God. Don't you don't worry, don't beat yourself up and say, you know, God's not going to want to hear from me after all the things I've said or haven't said or done or haven't done. I feel like I'm too old to have missed this relationship with God, and I don't know how to turn around and get with him. Some say, I just don't even know how now to try to lead my family to the Lord. I don't even know where to start. It's a struggle for me to even get it started now. I invite each and every one of you, regardless of what the reason is, if you're just wanting to meet the Lord or you're just needing to get a better connection with the Lord, we ask everyone to try to journal something every day. Just write something about what God has done for you today. Write something about what you've done today towards your goals. Every day, if you could just get in the habit of writing something down about your life for that day. We just want to be able to look back on your life. We want you to look back on your life and just see your own progress, your own growth. And in those times, sometimes you're going to see the times that you was weak. You're going to be able to read back on your journals and say, yeah, I was really off the path that day. You're seeing the time that, oh, I was strong this day. I was really had my strength. And you look back and in your journal, if you can, just make it as detailed as you want to. But if the scriptures that you're relying on for that day, you know, when you're sick, put down the scripture that you had that you was following for that day. When you were confused, look down, put down it. Hey, searching for scriptures on confusion. You know, I asked pastor, or note to self, I need to ask Minister Vaughn, give me some scriptures on this here to follow by. And the purpose of that is when you look back on that next month, if you're feeling in a slump, you can look back and say, I was in a slump on this day. But I made it through. What was it that I did on this day? What scriptures carried me to where I needed to be then? So real quickly, I just want to give you a couple focus tips to try. Some of the focus tips, again, will be in a journal, write your prayers. You know, we said write a letter to God. Write a letter to God. It's a letter... It changes our popcorn prayers. You know, we spoke about the popcorn prayers just to now lay me down and sleep prayers, the thank you, Lord Jesus prayer. And we say those statements and we consider that to be, prayer, you know? So instead of those popcorn prayers, when you're writing a letter, or write your prayers in a letter, it changes our popcorn prayer methods into a more thoughtful conversation with our God. So that is a focus tip to get you going. Amen? And then tomorrow we'll go over another focus tip. And hopefully we can get all of these here together and start seeing the changes, start making the changes. But if you've never met Jesus Christ or you're wanting to reunite yourself to the Lord, I just ask you to just repeat the words after me. And just believe the words in your heart. Believe that he will change you. Believe that he's willing to come and work you out of that mess that you got yourself into. Just believe it. And if you can say the words and believe the words, you will receive everything that comes with it. That's his power. That's his peace. His understanding and his joy. His provision for you. And a revolution to all of those things that you've been looking for results that you never have gotten. Okay, here we go. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I thank you, God, for being my Father. I believe that you are the creator of all things. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that he gave his life for me. He shed his blood to cover my sin. I ask you to forgive me of my sin and wash my slate clean. I invite you to come and live inside of me and be my Lord and Savior forever and evermore.
Amen. That calmness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's got it. If someone's trying to blare you out, someone's trying to turn up the music, someone's trying to turn up the TV, someone's trying to blare out what you're feeling right now, but you know what, sister? You go ahead and shout anyway. You know what, brother? You go ahead and you take control of your family and shout anyway. Shout anyway. That blanket of love that you're feeling right now, God purposely wants you to feel it. Cover yourself with that. This is something that can carry you through every day. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine just walking around every day that you can call upon the Holy Spirit anytime and get this feeling? Regardless of what's going on out in the world, you can tell the world for a minute to fade away. Let me just get into the presence of the Lord. This is the presence of the Lord. Welcome ye the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Go ahead and thank him. He's that good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, if you just made your decision to follow Christ, it's very important that you reach out and let someone know. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can always leave a message here on the blog talk. We can correspond in any ways that you would like. I can send out any biblical information that you would need to carry you on your walk. I want to pray with you in your good times, in your bad times. I want to give you the scriptures to walk on, to live on, to lay on. See, we need to rest in scriptures. We need to live in scriptures. We need to speak in scriptures. Now, you're hearing from the Spirit. That doesn't mean we walk around in this world and we can't relate to anything in the world because we're, you know, every word out of our mouth, we're quoting the Scripture. See, that's just the devil just trying to play tricks on your mind. Anything, something silly like that comes, just throw it right back at him. That's a curveball that you don't need. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give it right back to you. You know, you need to deal with the things in a way that you'll notice. You'll notice the peace that you have in the same situations that these others may be in. And you notice how they're dealing with it. You notice how he's breaking them down. You notice how you can see the lines and the wrinkles all over them. And you're finding a peace when you're dealing with it. And you're able to keep moving on. Same situation. We just have different people that is leading us and guiding us. Amen? It's important to reach out and let somebody know of your decision. God is thinking of you right now. The all of heaven is rejoicing with you right now. You have a new beginning with God starting right now. Your slate has been wiped clean right now. You are a new creature in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. He says, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are brand new. Brand new. You're sparkling. You're shining. Of course they're trying to block out you. Of course they're trying to tell you it's no big deal. Oh, I've been saved. I was saved a long time ago. Oh, I know the Lord. Oh, I know God. You're the only one who knows God. That's just the enemy. You can identify the enemy by his tactics. Shoo that out of the way. Just say, shoo. Get going in the name of Jesus Christ. You're not going to take my peace away from me. You're not going to take my happiness away from me. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening up your family and just inviting more to come in. And everyone has that same right. You're now a member of the family of God. We're sisters and brothers in Christ. I'm here for you. I love you. Anything that the ministry can do for you, let us know. But the more important thing is God loves you more. God has his hand on your life. Now, you just do.